When it comes to fashion, only a few brands truly cater to plus sizes. Many don't come close or even care to try. At luxury shop Intermix, many large sizes stop at a size 8. But there is one fashion brand that's tapped into that unmet niche, the fashion-forward plus-sized market. Universal Standard is arguably one of the most successful brands at designing and marketing fashion-forward clothing beyond a size 12. And now that company has received $7 million in Series A funding from new backers, notably ones that are not plus-sized customers, like Gwyneth Paltrow, the Oscar-winning actress and founder of the lifestyle blog Goop. The investment will fund its expansion to so-called straight sizing, where they will offer clothing as small as a size 6. Noelle Dewan is a culture writer for Quartzy, the lifestyle edition of Quartz, and she recently wrote about Universal Standard's expansion and what it means for the plus-sized industry. I spoke with her more about it and what she learned when she talked to the brand's founders.
One thing that Paulina Wexler and Alexandra Waldman, the founders of Universal Standard, what they found out was that when you go to a department store, when you go to Macy's, Nordstrom, any store in the mall, really, if they even sell plus size clothing, it's not sold with the other women's clothing. For example, if you go to a department store, plus size women's clothing is often sold on the furniture floor. It's not even sold where the other clothes are sold. You know, there is this segregation of plus size women's clothing. And it's a stigma against it. All these stores traditionally, all these fashion brands did not want to be associated with plus size fashion. And new brands like Universal Standard are trying to make, you know, plus size women's clothing fashionable and, you know, Instagram famous and, you know, actually coveted by plus size women and non-plus size women alike.
Right. So I want to talk a little bit about how successful they have been. So Universal Standard, if you haven't heard about it, can you give us a rundown of what they are and how much they've achieved?
Yeah, I didn't know this until I reported this on them. You know, I knew they existed, but I did not know they were only founded 2.5 years ago, which is quite amazing. You know, I would have thought they would have been founded like maybe 5-10 years ago, and it took them this long to maybe get noticed by Gwyneth Paltrow. And what they're getting this investment for is to actually expand their line, which is currently sold in sizes 10 through 28. That's traditionally considered plus size clothing, and it's going to be expanded down to size 6 and up to size 32. So they're going in both ways. Mm-hmm. And that's quite interesting for a fashion brand to do that.
Is this a risk for them? Are they at risk of sort of alienating their core customer by expanding it, especially down to a size 6?
Yeah, you know, I don't have, you know, an exact, sample, but when my story got published, it was being shared in the plus size community on social media, and a lot of people were outraged because, you know, Universal Standard really is one of the few brands that gives plus size women who love fashion the dignity that they deserve and should have received all along. And to, you know, expand into the so-called straight size clothing, it felt like they were just catering to everyone else again and leaving plus size women behind. But Paulina Wexler and Alex Wallman, when I spoke to them, they didn't think that was the case.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little bit about the business strategy here. So you hear a lot about catering to plus sizes in the fashion world, but it sounds like it's not actually done. Did they find one area that is completely uncharted?
Yes. What they argued and what they told me was that, you know, brands like Everlane and J. Crew, which are sort of their competitors or peers, the reason why they have not expanded into plus size clothing is because the factories, the manufacturing facilities, the pattern makers at J. Crew and Everlane, etc., they're not experienced with making plus size fashion. And, you know, it's not just about clothes that cover your body. It's about clothes that fit you and make you feel good and look mm-hmm. good. So Paulina and Alex started from scratch. They have manufacturing facilities in Peru, China, and the United States. And they told me that they had to teach their pattern makers, they had to teach their factories how to make plus size clothing. That was completely new to all of them, which was kind of baffling for me to learn about. And I mean, it's great that they're taking on the challenge, and it's kind of sad that no one else has taken up the challenge before.
Yeah, so when other companies, other brands say that this is hard to do, that their factories don't know how to make plus sizes, et cetera, is that true?
Yeah. You know, so coming into writing, reporting on this story and this issue, I was very cynical. And you know, there's been a lot of wonderful articles written on, for example, Amanda Mull for Racked has written about the stigma against plus-size body types and how fashion brands like Everlane that have expanded into kids' fashion, into denim, into, you know, actual flagship shops in New York City have yet to actually expand into plus-size women's fashion, which is interesting. So I talked to the founders about that. I talked to them about Everlane. And they told me that they're actually very sympathetic to that because, yes, you need to have a pattern maker. You need to have a designer who knows how to make clothing for plus-size women. They need to know what technical fabrics work. Apparently, the founders of Universal Standard had to innovate new technical fabrics in order to, you know, put more emphasis on elastics, et cetera, things like that. Those are things that companies like Everlane right now are currently not equipped to do, and they actually have released public statements saying that they're not ready to go into plus-size fashion, but it is something they're planning to do. I guess for me, when I think about this, I'm wondering, you know, when are you going to do this now that Universal Standard is doing it and being very successful?
Right, right. Do you think that this opens up a whole new realm in terms of other brands, other businesses getting into this?
I hope so. I think someone like Universal Standard, I think a lot of these companies now will see that there's no excuse, especially with Gwyneth Paltrow and Natalie Massenet, as much as I hate to say it, having these big names out there that are not associated with plus size fashion traditionally, paying attention to Universal Standard. I think that is a wake up call.
So how do you think the body positive movement is disrupting this sort of high-end fashion that has always been and still largely is just for the smallest people?
So one thing that's always important to consider with any body type is that obviously women's bodies are not trends. So, you know, the plus size body positive movement, you know, it's not just a trend. It's not just something that companies are capitalizing on just for money. But I think it's something that's finally becoming part of our social awareness. And I think that's a lot of it is due to Instagram, which Universal Standard is great at. They have so many followers on Instagram. They really know how to work that social media. And that's, you know, there's all these plus size fashion bloggers out on Instagram right now. And that's really great because you don't have to go into Vogue and read Vogue and see all these 6-foot Amazonian models looking fashionable. You can go on Instagram and see people that look like you looking amazing in clothes that fit them.
All right. Noelle Dewan is a culture reporter for Quartzy. Noelle, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.